Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Great. Now I gotta have space ice cream for lunch.
On WAAF.
Listen, I got a lot of positive comments on the silver North Face jacket yesterday on Instagram. A lot of smokes. A lot of smokes checked in, said I looked extraordinary.
Bots. Russian bots.
Extraordinary.
Bots.
Wait till I get to the end of Dryet January, and I've dropped another 5, 6, 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Wait till the way I look in that. So what are we at? Day 11?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bothering me at all.
Clearly, if you're counting by the day.
I never.
You're clearly not bothered by it even a little bit. Nope. Fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I'm gonna be tempted this weekend because I'm gonna go out to the new casino on Saturday, and so I'm gonna be tempted, but I think I'll be fine. You know, club soda just as refreshing as an alcoholic beverage. I've learned over the last 11 days.
Now
I don't even miss it.
Like other casinos, do they give you complimentary beverages?
Complimentary club sodas.
But yes, do they also give you complimentary beverages?
I will be ordering a complimentary club.
I just sparkling? Know you're cheap, so
can
I figure.
Can I get a sparkling water,
oh,
please?
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, can you, just out of the gun, I don't need the bottle. That's more expensive. Just I'm sure your bricks is fine. Just, it's fine. Just the gun is fine. That'll suffice. No, tap.
All right. Right now. Here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:57 a.m.
I'd like to start a campaign to get Governor Charlie Baker to run for president. I would vote for him in a second.
End of message.
Okay.
I have heard from, this is sad news, but I have heard from a mole that the governor will not be seeking any further office.
Really?
Yep. This is it.
Any reason why that you know of, or maybe not shareable? Or?
I think it's not necessarily into the political part of the things.
Okay.
So I mean, unless maybe somebody said, "Hey, I'd like you to be my VP," and it would be like an interesting ticket, like a two-party ticket thing or something like that. This would be it for the most popular governor in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Now, are you perhaps a little bitter because you thought maybe that you would get selected as VP if Charlie ran?
No, Danielle.
That went out the window because he didn't run for Congress. That was his step onto the VP mantle.
I do not have the qualifications.
Greg Hill has no political experience, and he's running for vice president with Charlie Baker.
Thursday, 8:22 a.m.
Want to know the difference between a fence and a wall? You get through a fence. People are too funny.
End of message.
That was a big debate yesterday. Semantics. I mentioned that it was hypocritical for Schumer and Clinton and Obama to say that to vote for a barrier and then to be all up in arms about a wall. And some people were calling in with a semantical argument.
The difference between a wall and a fence is you can tunnel under a wall and have it totally filled with lights and air conditioning and even pavement at times.
You can
ride a motorcycle through some of those tunnels.
You can't tunnel under a fence?
Why would you? You could just, you know, cut right through it.
So your point is that they're both useless.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thursday, 4:09 p.m.
You know, I was thinking today about this whole Jeff Bezos thing, and, you know, marriages should be like leasing a car. You know, you can do like a 5-year lease, 10-year lease, 15, etc. You know, you don't necessarily have to trade in for a new model. Maybe you want to take public transportation for a while, you know, jumping on different trains, buses, if you know what I mean. It does sound pretty brilliant.
End of message. Thursday, 4:36 p.m.
Morning, Greg. Quick observation. I just noticed Elizabeth Warren tweeted that the shutdown is harming people in Massachusetts. How would she know?
End of message.
Because she's not here. Oh. I'm still pissed that she, and I would have felt this way about anyone in that seat, but that she ran for re-election in the senatorial seat and then announced an exploratory committee for president.
Right after?
Yep.
You think that's...
You're not serving the people. Your focus now is going to be on campaigning for president in 2020, not, and as we all know, that starts years before the election. So for you to sit there and say, okay, yes, I want to serve the, you know, my constituents here in Massachusetts, and then you're going to be in Idaho and, you know, every other friggin' state,
yeah,
you know, stumping. Yeah. I don't think it's responsible to the people that you were elected to serve.
Well, you know what she would say to that?
What?
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
What's that thing called? Bruce, what's this thing called in the can?
What is the, are the photos that have appeared online of the statue that she had in her house accurate? And if so, are you up to speed on this?
I'm not up to speed on this.
I don't know why, if these are, if the photos are accurate, the screenshots from the Instagram story or Instagram Live, whatever she was doing, I'm not sure why this is not a bigger story. Are you up to speed on this shoe?
No. What's the statue?
She has like a kind of an inappropriate statuette on the top of her cabinetry there in the kitchen. And people have zoomed in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you might have seen in like the 40s or the 50s. Of an African American person.
Oh, like some kind of porcelain.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes.
Oh my God! Wow.
Why is that not a, if
anybody else had that in their kitchen, they would have been lambasted.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine if the president, the white supremacist of a president that we have had that?
I'm sure he's got there. A bunch.
I'm sure she has some crafty explanation for it too about how it's historical.
Those are actually extremely valuable and worth a lot of money if they are as old as they say they are and if they're in good condition.
Right.
Because obviously they stopped making them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So people that go to flea markets and stuff are always looking for that and paying top dollar for them.
Right, but
I'm not saying that's what she did.
No, but it's still in light of what we would hear on a daily basis now, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. wildly inappropriate.
Right. Yeah.
To have that on display in your home in Cambridge, right?
Yes.
I don't understand why that has not become a bigger story. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. Here's a text that says, Greg, this is total fake news. It's a Greek urn. Liz Warren's campaign showed the pictures of it.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a Greek urn.
I've seen some of those Greek urns. They can be very, very provocative.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right.
You sound like somebody who was looking through National Geographic to try to see boobs. You're not looking at...
I got a stack of those in the bathroom.
Are you
sure.
Don't tell me you're so hard up that you're now looking at Greek urns in a provocative manner, Mr.
Greg, Shulman. National Geographic has many, many interesting articles on the native women of the, you know, Polynesia and stuff that do topless ceremonies. You know, I just say it.
Thursday, 5:05 p.m. End of message.
Right, I'm gonna have Baby Shark in my head all day. Thank you. I went for so long without hearing that stupid song. All the parents complained, like, "Oh, stupid Baby Shark song." And then I was like, "I've never heard it." And then a friend of mine posted her daughter singing it, and I got sucked into watching it. And now it's in my head all the time.
It is.
Daddy Shark, do 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 do. See what I did there, Daddy Shark? Get it, Shu?
Here's a 508 text. I love how you put your right-wing spin on everything, but then complain about fake news.
Harumph.
No, I really didn't. Doo-doo butt. What I did was I said, is that an actual photo that is floating around on the social medias? That's what I asked at the start of the conversation, you Nimrod.
Oh. Oh.
6:24 a.m.
His name is Mike Shue, and he smokes a lot of pot. He went to tie his shoes, but then he forgot. He watches granny porn, but then he gets caught. So he'll go and smoke some more pot. Hey!
End of message.
That's awesome.
Now, what's the deal here in Massachusetts? They just approved the potential for home delivery of marijuana?
Yeah. I think there were already some companies that were operating, but I think now this is going to be more widely spread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be so interesting. You never have to get up off your couch.
No, I'm hoping there's one of those pizza place.
And you don't have the motivation to do so either.
No. Why would you?
6:30 a.m.
When the LSU police asked that kid why he ate the fish, his answer was, I did it for the halibut.
End of message.
What does this term mean? This texter says, Greg, you're such a book burner when it comes to the people you don't like. What does that mean? A book burner?
You're a fascist?
I assume they're talking
totalitarian?
About...
totalitarian?
They're talking about Elizabeth Warren. I don't know what... I've never met the woman, so it's not whether I like her or don't like her. She and I disagree politically.
Yes.
That's all.
Greg... you're allowed to do that in this country.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm allowed to have a difference of opinion without being called a racist or a fascist. Yeah. Is that true?
Do you want to include this in the Millennial Olympics?
Trying to have a political discussion. Have a discussion without attacking somebody personally. That'll be the number one challenge next week during the Millennial Olympics.
7:29 a.m.
Yeah, divorcing Jeff Bezos. $1 billion industry, kid.
End of message.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.